It is still 1-0 Chelsea over West Brom Albion, just coming up to half-time. But before we get to that, we've got to have a chat with Robbie Slater about Anthony, our last caller, talking about Tim Cahill not making the greatest 11 of all time for Australia. Good morning, Rob. What are your thoughts on that? I know you heard the back end of that conversation.
Yeah, I did. And look, I can understand where he's coming from, but look, for me, he doesn't even make the bench.
Whoa!
I'm joking.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You guys are so serious. Lighten up.
Mate, okay, so he's in the 11, right?
Look, a number of years ago, I wouldn't have had him in the 11. I think what he's done, you have to get him in there.
Right.
He has to start.
Yeah. Yeah.
He has to start.
So where do you play him?
But I get what Anthony's saying. Positionally, if you analyse Tim Cahill, his... with other players, specialist players in specialist positions, I get where he's coming from.
All right, well, Anthony said...
He's extraordinary in the fact that he's a great header of the ball. His timing is the best I've ever seen. But if you actually analyse him technically, he's certainly not slow, but he's not the quickest. He's not the best passer of the ball. He's not the worst. But his long-range passing, he doesn't really use that. He's more short passing. Okay. Yeah, he doesn't dribble. He's not a dribbler like Harry Kewell was, Emerton was. But he's got this amazing knack of scoring goals, late runs into the box throughout his career. And, of course, he scored some very special goals. As we know, World Cups, he scored some for Everton, one for Melbourne City. So, look, you got to force him in there. And the only possible place to play him would be off Viduka.
Robbie,
as an attacking midfielder.
Robbie, I can't remember 2006, that golden generation team. Was Tim in the starting lineup or not? Or did they go with Emerton?
No. Tim came off the bench in Kaiserslautern and scored two, remember?
Okay.
Yeah, so Anthony's got some good points, and I can see it from a purist point of view.
Sure.
But I just think with his record, what he's done, you have to start him. Otherwise, we get ridiculed.
Yeah,
and you play Harry to the left.
Harry on the left.
Viduka, and then all the others.
Robbie, this is another bizarre one, you're right. And Tim came on in the 91st minute the other night, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you bother?
Yeah. Look, I'm with you on that.
You know, is there something?
I don't know why managers do that. There's a lot of managers do it. I played for some managers that did it. I actually came on late at different times throughout my career, but I absolutely do agree that I think it's a waste of time.
I mean,
maybe that's all they're trying to do. Sometimes managers, coaches make a substitution, late in the game. If they're winning, say they're winning by one and it's close, or, Millwall's case in point, it might have been just keeping the point. But I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of late substitutions at all.
Mm. 1-0 Chelsea, important game for this.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Chelsea are going to chase down a top four spot, which, to be honest, is probably not looking likely given their form and what's ahead of them. Liverpool, of course, on 54 points and Tottenham on 52. So they win this. And they're still well in the hunt.
Robbie, something we chatted about yesterday, obviously Sydney FC just continue on their winning way, but I just like, I stated, and I probably don't even know, but the three imports that Sydney FC got, are they the best three imports in the entire A-League competition, as in Adrian, Bobo and Ninkovic?
Not even close.
Okay.
Yeah, by far. The best three imports of the competition. In fact, the game as a whole, NSL, A-League, we have seen the best three.
Right. And so does that mean they just pay more money, right, or they recruit better? They've got a better eye for talent.
Well, I think their recruitment's been a lot better.
Yeah. Okay.
Over, since Arnold got there, I think that's, there's nothing to discuss on that on that level.
Yeah.
His recruitment. And obviously the scouts he's got, he's got a lot of contacts in Europe, of course, his time playing there, and of course, being assistant to Pim Verbeek and Gus Hiddink.
Hmm. Yeah.
You got Ninkovic somehow, and then topped it off with getting Mierzhevsky. And, of course, Bobo's broken all the records.
Yeah.
Not to mention other signings, which have been crucial.
Absolutely.
He brought back Zula. He signed Wilkinson back from Korea. Vukovic, before he went overseas, Redmayne's been a revelation. I'm not sure how many clean sheets it is now.
Right.
He signed Wilkshire when a lot of people said, oh, he's too old. Now we're talking about him going to the World Cup.
Yeah.
Jordy Bosch, the Dutchman at the back.
He's been good.
He's one of the key players. Brillante in midfield. The whole team is his team. So,
yeah.
I don't think that's a topic that, you know, that is in doubt.
Sure.
From one end of the spectrum to the other, then, an A-League manager that's under pressure is Kevin Muscat. Saw Mark Bosnich last night said, you know, mini crisis coming up for Kevin Muscat. The biggest club in the land demands success.
Well, it does. And, the thing with Kevin Muscat is he under pressure for results? Of course he is. They're going to make the six. But whether they're going to last long in the finals, we'll have to wait and see. And I've said, I mean, maybe as early as yesterday, the day before, that we could have teams that have had pretty ordinary seasons in the finals. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But pressure, of course. He's at the biggest club. They have been the benchmark for a long time. Sydney is certainly making a show in the last couple of years of trying to take that mantle away. But for me, Kevin Muscat, I think he deserves another season, even if this season continues the way it has. He made the grand final last season. The season before that, he won the treble for Melbourne Victory. So, you're allowed a bad season when you've had that success.
Yeah. Good stuff, Robbie. Yeah. We do thank you.
Cheers, boys. Bye.